And it's time for another consultation with our ethicist, Randy Cohen, who writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine and every other week joins us here to offer insight to our listeners. Hello again, Randy.
Hi, Steve.
And we'll get right to the letter here. It comes from Yvette Cochran in Richmond, Virginia, who writes as follows. I have a 3-year-old daughter who loves being read to. Last Christmas, my mother-in-law sent her several Bible story pop-up books and a read-to-me Bible. My in-laws are Southern Baptists and are in a rather evangelical phase. And Yvette adds, my husband and I subscribe to no religion, although we are raising our daughter in a moral manner. Yvette adds, I feel my in-laws are imposing their beliefs on us, and I don't want to read these stories to our daughter. My husband has no problem with them. He thinks all books are good for her at this age. So, who's right, me or my husband? And if I'm right, how do I tell my in-laws not to send any more religious storybooks? Randy Cohen, is there an ethical issue here?
Well, first there's the pedagogical issue. Her husband says all books are good for her at this age. You know, Stephen King? That's terrifying. You know, or I noticed that the Ernst & Young Tax Guide 2004 is on the bestseller list, and yet very few 3-year-olds are going to enjoy that, Steve.
I don't know. I think there's some 3-year-olds that could make paper airplanes out of pages of that book. I mean, there are things that can be done with a book like that.
It's inspiringly anti-intellectual. I think Yvette rightly can defer books she regards as proselytizing until her daughter is old enough to read them with a more critical eye. That seems reasonable, to choose books that are age-appropriate to a child. And as for the in-laws, she should be direct but gentle. She can say she appreciates their kindness, but prefers to make her own decisions about her daughter's religious education. You know, the other thing she can do is she can just say thank you and put the books in the attic until she feels they're right for her daughter, if ever.
What happens when the in-laws come back again and they say...
Jonah. Jonah and the... And the kids just go, Jonah and the cat. Jonah, I don't know. I'm stumped. You know, yeah, that's tricky. But it's a modest response anyway. You know, the other thing I should add is as the daughter grows, I think it's better to be exposed to ideas than shielded from them. And certainly here in America, we are, as you probably know, the most church-going country in the Western world. There's very little risk that her daughter will not be exposed to the ideas of Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have Yvette Cochran on the line right now. And Yvette, what do you think of Randy's advice?
Well, that was my feeling, was to ask them, you know, gently not to do it. But, you know, it's my in-laws. If it were my parents, it'd be a little different. But just putting the books away is kind of hard, because then we get the inevitable question, how did you like the books? And so that gets a little bit dicey.
I think I just heard a little kid in the background there.
Yes.
That's your 3-year-old daughter?
Yes.
Is she reading anything?
She was reading a little book, a little motherhood book that somebody had given me as a gift, as a matter of fact. Not my mother.
You know, the other way you could go with this is that, since, as you say, it's easier to be direct with what, your own parents than with your in-laws, is that you could put this burden on your husband, that the two of you could work out how you want to approach it and have him do it. It's his folks.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I certainly don't want to. And they're such sweet, sweet people. And I know they're doing it from a place of caring and love. I just hate to squash that. And my husband's grandmother, after whom my daughter is named, was a very, very religious woman, but never pushed it, would never hand you a pamphlet or a booklet, or rather than talk about it, she would live it. And I thought that was the best example of anything, and
yeah,
would
really
like
admirable.
To raise my daughter more in that manner.
The other aspect of this, I think for me, is I have a 16-year-old, and I'm a resolutely secular person, and I'm raising a child with no religious instruction whatsoever. But I think at some point, you really should read your daughter some Bible stories, not as religious works, but as part of Western culture, that every educated person has to know the Old and the New Testament. If you don't, how will you ever read 19th-century novels? You won't get the references. But I think it's possible to learn these stories and to be exposed to these ideas, much as you would Greek and Roman mythology, you know, not as a believer, but as someone who finds this body of knowledge essential to Western thought and really quite fascinating.
I agree. And I think that's the angle from which my husband was coming, was that any book is good, you know, that she needs to have this knowledge anyway. I just thought at 3 years old, it's a little early.
So you've heard Randy's advice. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, I think it's far enough away from Christmas. I've already thanked them for their gifts, and you know, we've gone through all that. I think I'm just going to say something like, you know, the next holiday coming up, my daughter really likes you know, ballerina books or something about horses or something like that, maybe kind of steer her in another direction if she wants to still buy, you know, kid literature for my daughter.
Or have her get her one of those Stephen King novels.
Maybe, if I want to stay up all night.
All right, Yvette Cochran in Richmond, Virginia. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. Thank you.
And if you'd like to pose your problem to Randy Cohen, all you have to do is write to us at watc@npr.org. Please put the word ethics in the subject line, and please also remember to include a phone number where we can reach you.